Yeah, it's
acting all right, man. Okay, yeah, last week it was doing weird last week.
I couldn't even get the boys to work right, so I had to plug my headset up and plug it into the phone. Mm-hmm. I heard you loud and clear.
I couldn't see. It's like it upgraded to the new whatever, and I could hear you, but it wouldn't show the screen. I finally got it to work after a while, but yeah, at first it wasn't.
I couldn't get loud and clear. I told you, I don't like
it. All right, let's pray. Father Yah, we come to you again just to honor you, first of all, and just thank you for your presence. Right now we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we just bless you for it in advance. And we just thank you for, as always, all the things that you do in our lives and how you've informed us, even concerning the days that we're living in. And we just bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to just share this story. I was, I went to the store, and I went to the store, and when I did. You know, they got this, you know, things are so serious now, you know, they got this, you know, tape everywhere and you got to be 6 feet apart and different things like that. And it's the strangest thing. It's just strange, you know, because it's just not something that, you know, that we're accustomed to. But I mean, all these adjustments are going to, you know, are happening. They're going to continue to happen and different things like that. The part that was so funny to me is, you know, when I got in line, well, they was letting you in the store five at a time. And I don't know why, where they get all these weird numbers from. You know, 6 feet apart, 10 people at the most in a sitting. And, you know.
Is it a line outside the building? Are them people 6 feet apart?
Yeah, it's an actual, they got it taped off. They got it taped off. And so I'm looking at this, and, you know, and it takes a little time to adjust to it because, you know, you're just walking to the place, then all of a sudden you get out, and they act like everybody that gets out of the car is coronavirus victim. You know, and so as soon as you get out of the car, like, stop! You know, you look up and like, okay, what's going on? You know, everybody get in lines 6 feet apart. I'm sitting up and looking at it. Everybody's strapped up like they, you know, like they're getting ready to go in German warfare kind of deal. And it's just strange. It's strange. And so I got in line. And, it was my turn to go in the store. You know, I'm in the store walking around, and, you know, everybody that comes on your aisle, you know, it's kind of like, it's the strangest thing because it's kind of like, you know, everybody looks at everybody as you got it kind of deal. So it's kind of like, you know, hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, and step around you and keep going like, you know, again, you coronavirus. And so, you know, I got in line to pay for my stuff. And it was the funnest thing because at the cash register, they had built this little frame thing with PCV pipe and had it where you couldn't really get close to the counter. I guess that distance was 6 feet apart from the person who was checking you out. And I'm sitting there looking. So I'm fascinated with that. So I'm looking at it and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden, I looked up, and I guess I had got too close to this man who was checking out. Man, and if looks could kill, boy, he would have murdered me, man. I looked at it. All I could do was bust out laughing, man. And when I bust out laughing, the lady said, she said, well, you know, 6 feet apart. I said, yeah, I know. So I whispered on the blue tape. Then I said, you know what, ma'am? I said, people are more afraid of coronavirus than they are of y'all. And it makes it even more clearer in the discussion when we dealt with the one where all you had something.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, based on what we dealt with last time, was before their eyes. So yeah. Coronavirus, yeah. Was more before their eyes. And anything of the kingdom, so, you know.
I was thinking about the exact same thing. You know, I'm like, okay, we just dealt with this, you know, in Sabbath service. And I'm like, and you can see it. And so you're able now to walk around and see people who are willing to take the mark. You're facing these people. And I'm just gonna matter of fact, get the scriptures that you used last week. The scripture you quoted last Sabbath service was Yah hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Okay. So get that one. I also want to look at, remind us of who your enemies are gonna be. Yeah. I want to remind you of that, because we got to really understand this, okay? And so we'll start with yours. Once you find yours, we'll go ahead and start there. And then I want you to find the other one where it says a man's enemy be of his own foe or something like that. Okay. And so give me that one first, and then we'll start with that one whenever you're ready.
Second Timothy 1 and 17.
Okay. 2 Timothy 1. You said 2 Timothy 1?
And 7, yeah. 2 Timothy
1. Oh, it's the 1 Timothy 1.
Oh, I just deleted that. Maybe I got that. Yes, 1 and 7, sorry.
Yeah, 7, okay. I'll be doing the same thing, boy. Get them close. Okay, now, and we've dealt with this stuff. I mean, you know, I'm saying stuff, but we've dealt with this before. But what we are, I have to remind you of these things, because we're looking at this stuff. We're looking at it. And so Elder mentioned this, you know, on last week in the lesson, where he was saying, Yah didn't give us the spirit of fear, so we can't, our minds can't be like that. And so when we look at the word sound mind, you know, that's what Yah has given us. Now, we'll just deal with verse 7. It says, for Yah has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, when you look at the word spirit, you know, people don't understand what the spirit is. And so because of that, even when you look at a demonic spirit, they start looking for some kind of being somewhere out there. And at the same time, there is some validity to it, but we have to look at that and rightly divide it within the contextual meaning of things. So we look at the spirit here. Fear is a spirit, but the spirit is not like what people commonly understand it is. They start rebuking demons and all this kind of stuff. No, the spirit is the pneuma. Okay? So it's saying, Yah didn't give us the mind of fear. He didn't give us a mental state to fear. And that's why when we were dealing with this on Sabbath service, when we was talking about the mark, we was talking about the seal, we was talking about all these different things to show that this is a mental state. Well, the spirit of fear is a mental state. It's not like some devil out there making you afraid. That is something that's going on within our own mindset. So the spirit of fear is the spirit of fear. And so when you look at the word fear here, it says timidity. Fear, it comes from 1161. It says timid, which is faithless. Okay, so Yah didn't give us the mindset to be faithless. So anytime we know that something's going on that caused us to lose our trust in Yah, thus I just kind of rebooted the store. You know what we always talking about? You know, you don't go into the environment, let it change you. Everybody in the store was operating in fear, and I came in and said, you know what? People fear this coronavirus more than they feel Yah himself. Send the atmosphere to let people know you're concerned about this here, but you need to be concerned about the one that can both take your body and your soul. And so verse 7 is letting us know now, okay? Yah has not given us a spirit, a mindset to fear, faithless, but his power, a power, ability, his power, love, unconditional love, a sound mind. Now, when you look at a sound mind, it means discipline, self-control. What we're looking at is people who are out of control because they operate in the spirit of fear. The mindset is so shocking, they're so timid and faithless. People have lost faith in Yah. Even preachers, you name it, churches, all these folks have lost their faith in Yah. If they had any, it's gone. And they got more faith in what they got more faith in the ability of coronavirus than they do anything else. Because as we pointed out on last week, it's what's been held forth before their eyes, going through their ears. That's all they doing is pounding it in every day because the agenda is bigger than coronavirus. You got to hear me. Y'all got to hear me. This is bigger than coronavirus. Coronavirus is just the bait to get to the next level of the agenda. And now everything is in place. And this system they see now we can do whatever we want. The world is in fear. And this thing is driving, the driving force behind this here is fear. So much so where you got people who under normal circumstance wouldn't have a problem with you standing next to them, but now they look at you like they want to kill you. Everybody walking around like they got the virus. And all it is, the scripture points out that there are a lot of scriptures coming to mind, but the scripture points out about agreement. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And so what the system is doing is dividing people, putting everybody out there on the islands, because once everybody out there on the islands, then it's going to be easy to take down those territories. Because people are going to be too stuck in fear and trying to preserve themselves based upon that fear that is just nobody else mean anything. It's all about me. Go ahead, that's all. Okay, and that's how that guy was looking at me, and it was amazing to me to see this guy. It just amazed me, and I was like, wow. I said, this dude looked at me like he wanted to kill me, all because I was standing too close to him. Blew my mind. The spirit of fear has gotten people where they're not operating in love, they're certainly not experiencing the power of Yah, and they're out of control. They do not have control. They are completely out of control. There is no discipline whatsoever.
So I have a comment based on that. So it's like this concept of self-preservation is what's prevalent, right? But then the scripture that came to mind that showed kingdom is the opposite of that is John 5:13.
Kingdom divided against itself?
No.
It's not. Okay.
John 15:13
says, you said 15? I thought you said 5.
Oh, sorry, 15.
Okay.
And 13.
Okay, well, you starting to do like I do now. Okay.
Greater love have no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends, right? So it show you that it's like that's at the opposite spectrum of self-preservation, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have the system that wants you to operate on this mindset of I do anything at all costs to save my own life. Mm-hmm. And from the kingdom perspective is, you know, obviously you want to do what you can, but at the same time, if it come down to it, I care more about mankind than to kill somebody so that I can go home and be like, I'm all right. Mm-hmm.
That's what we are. And I mean, we're looking at this, we're starting to see it more and more. And I was talking to my neighbor, and it was so funny because when he came out and started walking up the sidewalk, you know, I hadn't seen him in a while. Come to find out, he got both his knees operated on, and so I'm talking to him, you know, not realizing what I'm doing, but I started to realize after seeing his action. It's like every time I take a step one way, he take a step the other way. And it's like in his mind, he engraved 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart. So if I inched a little bit to the right, he'll inch a little bit to the left. And finally, I start noticing that after talking to him a few minutes, and I was like, man, let me let this man go. He operating in so much fear that it's like everybody thinks everybody got something. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Go ahead. Same with my neighbor. I went down
there. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
You know, I wasn't thinking about it. I'm just come and say, you know. And, you know, his sister was sitting there, too, you know. They were passing the phone to each other, you know, his phone, right? So, then I had something to show him on my phone. But I wasn't thinking, you know, because I said, here. And he didn't want to take it. I said, man, you can hold my phone just like that. I pushed it in the chair. Then it dawned on me what he was doing. He started talking about the coronavirus. And guess what he did? After I touched his phone and he touched mine and all that, he went in there, Pyrex, alcohol, washed his hand, washed his phone. I said,
I'm telling you. Okay, this.
They did have some dopamine the other day. I'm sorry. They did have some dopamine the other day when I was back down there.
I'm telling you.
That's the day I was putting the kids go give me, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but that just show you how somebody who was once your
friend
that quick become your enemy.
That's why I wanted to show that. That's why I wanted to read this next. Go ahead and give me that next scripture. Go ahead, Lana.
They touch you, they bother you, they're not doing what they're supposed to do as far as quarantine and being.
So I'm being devil's advocate in church, so to speak. How do you know people do that? Because that's what they instilling in people, that's what people do. See what I'm saying? Deanna told me, she said that, what's her name, Mary? Cleo's friend Mary. Her sister died.
She didn't die.
Wait a minute. So,
wait a minute.
That's not my point. So, the point is they diagnosed her with the corona. Okay.
Pneumonia.
Here's what has to be understood. The people who are mainly getting this are people who are already have health issues. All these numbers that they're giving, the other people come around and saying, man, okay. Now I like to say this because it allows me to see stuff. I'm simple minded. In other words, I see black and white. I ain't seen no turquoise. I'm colorblind. All I see, you know, I just say colorblind. I see colors, but I'm just saying, I just see black and white. I don't see no in between. I ain't looking at this. I just see what I see. So, if this is this crazy, go out to a hospital and see if all the rooms are filled. See if there's all this quarantine and stuff that's going on in these places, and see if it's the chaos that they're coming across saying it's the chaos, and all the numbers that they're showing and different things like that. You'd be surprised of things that we're being told that doesn't line up with the reality. And so they will make you think you need to stay at home. Back on Delana's now. You need to stay at home because you got folks who actually gotten it. Walk around here touching folks. Well, I'm just simple-minded. One thing I know about viruses is I've never seen one that could stand extreme cold or extreme heat. Name me one.
Yes.
Name one that has been out there that can say extreme cold or extreme heat. Or heat. Name me one that can go airborne and stay airborne. The viruses need a host. So you're telling me that there is one that can float around in the air and find people. Again, I'm just simple-minded as I can be. So you're gonna tell me that this virus is so awesome. It flows on the airways. Yah spirit. See, I started talking about air, but I'm telling you what the air is. So, virus can attach to Yah spirit and infect you. What does 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, Yah has not given us the spirit, carried up air, breath, breathe, by analogy, spirit, that deals with the mental disposition. It also says Christ's spirit. It also says Holy Spirit, ghost. So, Yah's spirit causes trees to live, causes fish to live, causes everything that is a living source, or Yahshua, that is a living entity to live. And what they're telling us is that a virus can attack to Yah's spirit. That's what they're telling us. If it travels the our ways, then it is now attached to Yah. And we breathe in air, Yah's spirit.
And we always get heaven then.
Thank you.
It's called the same.
Not only that, with in child care, it's always viruses going through our child care with kids and things like that. And it only lasts for like 3 to 5 days, and then after that, the virus is gone.
What do you do when you have virus at daycare?
You disinfect it.
Disinfect does what?
It
kills the virus. Anything that is some form of disinfected will kill a certain type of virus. I've even heard some people say that when you can have, say for instance, like AIDS on a needle or something like that. Just kind of throwing this off the top. On a needle, and if you put Purex and all that stuff on it, it'll actually kill that virus. In other words, the virus need a host. It can't live out the AIDS can't live on the table. It need a host. All these other viruses can't live on tables. They can't stick to metal. If I'm correct, if a virus is a living source, then how can it live on something that's not living? I'm just asking. How can it land on something? It needs a host to live and stay there and wait on you to come turn that doorknob. I'm just trying to get you just to see how my simple mind works. But in a nutshell, when you look at them saying that it travels through the airways, I knew then. I said, so they saying that it travels by the spirit of Yah. That's what the wind is. Yes.
And they want to be panicked because they even got stars and said, you know, I got the virus. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people look up to the stars and say, hey, if he got it, oh, wow, we better be careful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why they have them coming out saying that. So when you look at that, this fear, man, is causing people to be out of control, and they're willing to believe anything. And based upon believing those things, then our enemy could be anybody. Anybody who doesn't have 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Power, love, and a sound mind. It should be more clearer now. We got those scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
Matthew 10:36.
Okay.
Matthew
10, verse 34 says, think not that I could.
Well, probably 33.
Okay. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. We talked about that. That's what people are going to do in Revelation 13. When we talk about taking the mark of the beast, they're going to deny. That's why there's not going to be any possibility for salvation for these people. They're going to deny the Father and they're going to deny Christ.
But it goes back to what you were saying earlier. Now, you're seeing people more concerned about the power of coronavirus than the power of
Yah. Which is a deny. Cause let's look at the word deny. And so when you look at the word deny, it says contradict, reject, refuse. And so Yahshua, hush. And so when you look at the word deny, You're seeing people refusing the things of Yah from their actions. And they're operating in fear. And it amazes me. I run into a lot of folks, Israelites and all this, a lot of people who claim to be sound in the word and all these different things. And they have been marked with all this information. Everybody got to make sure they standing 6 feet apart. Keep your distance. And none of this stuff, when you really sit down and look at it with a clear mindset or a sound mind, as the scripture said to the right, verse 7, all of it looks suspect. And it's leading exactly to what the scripture said is going to take place. It's going to happen. The economy is basically crashed pretty much now. It ain't gonna get no better. They gonna change this system to digital. So they gonna do all these different things because nobody gonna be able to buy or sell except they deny, as verse 33 says in Matthew 10 to the left of the screen. He said, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I come to sit at variance. I come to sit a man at variance against his father." And the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be, but it's letting you know it ain't no shall be, they already are. A man's foe, they of his own household. And so it's letting us know that if we're thinking with a sound mind, walking in the love of Yah, walking in the power of Yah, if our minds are self-controlled, we're operating by faith. Anyone who is operating the opposite of that or contradicts that walk is an enemy. It is what it is. When you run into somebody who has more faith in a virus that they don't exactly know if it's really out there or not. Maybe out there, but I don't believe it's at the level that they say it is. I don't believe it travels there, and I just told you why. I don't believe a virus can attach to the spirit of Yah. I just don't believe that. That's what the wind is. But people are so carnal-minded that they can't associate the wind being the spirit of Yah. They only think the spirit of Yah deals with Christians. And Yah made it plain. He said, my spirit shall not dwell with man always. I give him 120 years. He was saying, all mankind, I dwell with them by my spirit. That's how they live. Thus he breathed in Adam's nostril, and he became a living soul. That's the spirit. All of us, all mankind on earth has the spirit of Yah. His breath. In one fast or another. Only difference is some of us are led by his spirit and some are not. Some just benefiting from the life that comes from the spirit.
Is that what the scripture means when it says, in him I live, in him I move, in him I have
my being? Yes. And so all these things are going on, man. And so you have to realize and you have to see this. And that was a good example, you know, bro, that you used in reference to your neighbor. Been neighbors and friends for years, even when I was living over there. Sure, when you moved to the house in what, the 80s? 1980. Yeah, 1980. Was that 40 years? Yeah. 40 years. He been known him before then. I was saying 40 years in the neighborhood, and now this man is dealing with him like he is an enemy. That's how crazy this is.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you another. You know Hermel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hermel was a little overheaded that day. And, you know, my neighbor right across the street, the guy, mm-hmm. Jeffrey, was in the car. He went over there, and he said he saw a bug on his shoulder. He was trying to eat. He said, man, don't you touch me. He had an attitude. Yep. He had a stick in his hand, ready to fight.
I'm telling you.
And he went over to Eddie, and Eddie was sitting in his truck, and he got a hay home, just like that. And he said, don't be touching me.
I'm telling you.
He was getting an attitude.
I'm telling you, that's how crazy this stuff is. And so you're looking at people who were once considered as friends that because of what's going on and the scriptures are being fulfilled, you're starting to see the manifestation of what the scripture talk about as far as enemy is concerned. Now, you don't think that this man who has been in the same neighborhood with my brother for 40 years would sell him out if he could benefit from it? To turn on him that fast and not even open the door? You don't think he turned on him? You don't think he sell him out if the opportunity didn't present itself? That's how serious this thing is. And you know, and that's where we're headed. You know, we already there, and you know, to a certain perspective, and so don't be surprised. Don't be surprised about anything that's going on in this world right now. Don't assume. I put it this way: anybody who is not on the same page with y'all, don't assume anything about them. I got family members. I don't assume nothing about them because I know they're not on the same page with y'all. You know, I kind of got tickled. My nephew, and I tested him. I'm still testing him to this day. My nephew got in, you know, little Fred, he got in some trouble. And so he wrote me a letter and was talking about, you know, Uncle Lon, I want you to start sending me, you know, writing me and sending me some, you know, some material and stuff like that. And so I never sent him anything. Because I got old Santa, you know, a caged bird wouldn't listen to anything when you get caged. But now he out of that cage. Now I won't see if I get a letter. And so my first lesson to him was, I'm not gonna write you to see if you're serious about what you say. Cause if you were truly serious about it, this should have been the first place you would have been trying to find once you got out. But I noticed on Facebook you talking about how, you know, little Thuggy Fred or whatever you call yourself is out now, and you rolling right back into the same crap that caused you to go in there in the first place. So why would I want to waste my time writing letters to you for months? Oh yeah, he's my nephew. I love him, but until his mind changes, he's an enemy. That's hard to swallow, but that's the truth. Until his mind changed, he will sell me out. He will sell anybody in here out for the things that he feel like is necessary for him to be successful. So that bird is not in the cage anymore, and the last thing he's thinking about is y'all. Now, a person might want to say, well, you might could have reached him. No, wisdom. Wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge with invention. In other words, if there is a possibility for him to be saved, then wisdom, you know, wisdom will lead that way in the time and manner. But at this point, it's not, I didn't take him serious when he sent the information, and I still don't take him serious to this day. I ain't heard from him. You know, people will make a excuse. Well, you know, Glenn didn't say to me when I was in prison, so I ain't gonna try to reach out to him now. No, if you were for real, you still do it. Proof is in the pudding. You wasn't for real in the first place. That's why y'all never led me to do it. And so this is what's going on, y'all, and these are the things that we're dealing with. And it's before us, y'all. It's not gonna get any better. I can't tell you that. We still gonna prosper though. Yahshua. I'm gonna take them baboons and monkeys, whatever that you got in your hand. You want me to take it? And so So these things are before us, y'all. And again, like I said, we're going to prosper. We're going to finish our project. He's going to be glorified in all of this. I'm talking about mankind. Mankind need a beacon of light to show that there are truly people whose complete trust is in Yah. And we got to set that example. Joshua. And so, you know, these things, you know, I squeeze on the head. So that's why I cut that hair so I can get to the head. And so these things are, you know, they're in place. We're going to prosper. People need a beacon of light. Yah has raised us up as a time like this where we're going to prosper in all the things that we're putting together simply because people need a place of hope. There are a whole lot of people, you know, preachers and things like that, that wasn't paying attention to me earlier. They're starting to migrate to my page and sending me friend requests and all this. You know, a lot of my, you know, a lot of wives and things like that are starting to, you know, my covenant brothers and things like that are starting to send friendship requests and things like that where, you know, okay, we've been covenant family for 20-some years. You ain't never thought about sending me no friend requests, but now you ready to listen. Well, that's good. That's fine. That's good. But it's because when it really comes down to it, people don't care about all this other stuff they've been teaching on and dealing with and all that. When it really comes down to it, they're trying to find truth now. Because stuff that we've been saying all along, they start to look at it and say, you know what, they may be right. I thought we were going to be gone by now. We were going to be in heaven, dance on the street, paid with gold now, and let all them wicked folks down there worry about all the stuff that we worrying about right now. But here we are. And so I just wanted to take that little time and just remind you where you are, what you're dealing with. Things have changed. Always be sober. That means alert. Because we just living in a different time frame now. Okay. So we're living in a different time frame now. And just be aware. There are no boundaries on the mindset of these people. And as things get worse and worse, you're going to start seeing more suicides. You're going to start, crime is going to start rising because people are going to get tired of staying in these houses when ain't no bills getting paid and they losing stuff and all this is going on. They're going to start coming out of them houses. And let me tell you why. Show you how mind control works. Now, in this great city that we live in, Dallas, police was already short-handed. Make a 911 call and see how long it take them to get there. Now, you think they have the manpower to actually make everybody stay in the house? It's a mind game. You go outside, they gonna stop you and pull you over and check your... They may have had some little spots where they were doing some stuff like that. But ever since, now this is me now. I really tried to think on it today. And I thought about it. You know, I'm thinking on it now. I really thought about it today. I haven't seen but two cars, police cars, since this has been going on. Actually seen on the street. One was pulling out of the Southeast Station down off of Jim Miller. One was pulling out, and I saw one today when I was headed home and passed him. He was on the other side headed to Southeast Station. I haven't even been seeing him out nowhere. They scared too. Man, you think about this. You think they're going to be running around there trying to look in everybody's car and make them go home when they don't know who might have it and who may not have it? Them jokers like, I ain't finna pull nobody off. I'm just telling you how they think. I know them. I deal with them on a regular basis. I know how they think. Man, when there was issues going on with the building, they were scared to go up in the building. They had to wait on backup. And it's about 30 cars before they decide to go in there. And they going in there creeping like, I'm like, dude, it's a burglar. I could have brought him out a while ago if you let me go. You know? That's just how the mindset is, man. And so, you know, not putting them down. I'm just saying, I just say that for a reason. They don't have the manpower to do what they've been told to do. They don't have the manpower. And a lot of them, it's like the same fear. The same fear is on them. They're not trying to check everybody's car and all this here, man, because they don't want to get exposed to nothing either. So this city is really in a situation of lawlessness right now. It was headed that way before all this here went down, but this is what it really is. It's like it's a state of lawlessness now. And so these things are important for us to understand and realize that this is what we're dealing with. And so they can't monitor everybody. They can't pull over everybody. They don't have enough manpower for that kind of stuff. And people realize, and that's why you see folks driving around everywhere. Everywhere. Shoot, you go to the park, it's 50 kids up around on the basketball court playing ball like ain't nothing going on. They just cannot monitor all that. And that's what's important to for us to understand is that all these things is fear based and it's causing us what the crap. And so all this just push the thing and turn it up. And so all this thing is fear based and they're just they're just putting people in a position to be fearful about something that they're saying is being traveled or being spreaded by the Spirit of Yah. So I have to say it that way to make you understand what they're really saying. The Spirit of Yah is the wind, is the airways. And so even when they spread chemtrails, what do? They come straight down. They spread and they come down. They don't travel the wind. Can't nothing attach onto y'all like that unless y'all doing it and moving some things. That's why when you see him talk about when those quails came in the camp of our nation, Yah caused that to happen with his spirit. That wind changed. And Yah's spirit drove them quails to where our nation was. It drove them locusts and things like that to Egypt. That's how you're able to tell the difference. And so I just wanted you to understand that facet of it. So when they start saying it travels through the airways, nah. Mm-mm. Viruses don't do that. Now, there's something they're putting together that is going to travel to a certain perspective. When they put that 5G in there, when they put these 5G towers and stuff like that in, then that's when some crazy stuff really going to start happening. You know? And so all these things are steps that's leading up to what we discussed in Sabbath worship concerning Revelation 13. All these are steps. Y'all, we are here. We've been talking about this for years. We here. We live in it. It's here. So make sure that your complete trust is in Yah. You can't put your trust in anything other than Yah now. We can't do it, y'all. It's the only guarantee we have right now. Yah even showed me, that's why I understand why he was, although he gave us the liberty to make adjustments, I understand now why he was pushing us so hard to finish our project when I was saying that, okay, we need to finish it by this certain time. Because Yah knew this was coming down the road. And it was going to have an effect on some things, but yet it's still not hindering, what we're doing. It's just that that was the urgency that was associated with it. And so that's why there were things that we was pushing to try to have in place before now. You know, and now I understand the urgency. You know, y'all was like, well, you're still going to get it done, but I understand the urgency, you know, when he had me saying certain things back then. I understand it now. Because he's like, okay, 2020, boy, it's going to be rough. Yep, so. But that's all I have. Y'all got any comments or anything, questions or whatever, you're welcome to do so at this time. But if not, I'm going to go ahead and close. But it was sobering to see the guy, and then what my brother was talking about, that's sobering information to know that a person you can know for 40 years can basically turn and be your enemy in a day. That's sobering. Okay, you have anything else? Anything? Okay, we'll go ahead and close then. Father Yah, we just bless you for just reminding us the days that we're living in and encouraging us to know that you're in complete control, and also reminding us that we are led by your spirit and we have your love, your power, and we have a sound mind, a mind that is self-controlled and disciplined. And we're not going to let anything cause our mind to be the opposite of what you decreed concerning us in your word. You've marked us, Yah, and we're going to stand for you and live for you, and if it's necessary, even die for you. And we just glorify you for giving us the wisdom and the mindset to be that way. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.